You know what I'm really excited about? With this National Hardware Show for Father's Day here in the next couple weeks.
Oh, yeah?
You've heard us talking about it before, but we will be bringing our e-commerce store online.
Rosie on the House e-commerce store.
Yes.
Okay.
And when we review a product, you'll be able to go online, buy it from the store, and have it shipped to your home. A lot of these products aren't big enough to get into Amazon's or box stores. Or box stores have deals where they only allow so many variety of a tool online, okay. Or they don't have inventory for it. So we'll be able to help great startup products get to market on things we've tried and tested. Or it might be a new product, an old product with a new revision. Well, the first thing that's going in that store are American-made flags.
Okay.
So on days like today, right. And at Armed Forces Day, if someone doesn't have a flag or they've got a tattered one that needs to be retired, they know that they can go to rosieonthehouse.com,
yeah.
Click shop.
I love it.
Order a flag, and no, it's not going to say made in China on the tag when they get it. It's going to say made in America.
All right. Very good.
Very good. We'll also have five featured tools you can get for your father for Father's Day, tools that Rosie and I have in our toolboxes and take everywhere we go. If you are currently serving in the military, no matter what branch, we thank you for your service. And tonight, our buddy Dylan Vicka, his Homes for Wounded Warrior fundraiser, evening golf events taking place. So they do a great job raising a lot of money to build homes for wounded warriors.
Fantastic. Every line is full right now. Let's see if we can get to a couple callers.
Tom in Peoria, welcome.
Hi, Rosie.
Hey, man.
Hey, I have a problem. I'm trying to cut my energy costs for the summertime. And, you know, I've upgraded my air conditioner and I've had my ducts checked. I'm trying to figure out what I can do about my pool. Our kids are out of the house, and my wife and I really don't use the pool. You know, yet I've got to run this pool pump, like, you know, 8-10 hours a day because we get the debris in the pool.
Yeah.
And we're not using the pool. So I wonder if you have any suggestions or any options.
Well, you have a couple options on reducing the energy cost of swimming pools. Of course, if you want to keep the pool, you just have to make sure you've got the new high-efficient programmable pump, okay? If you don't want to keep the pool, then we've got several options for you, one of which would be drain it and build a deck over the top of it. And that's by a company called Deckover right here in Phoenix. They are Rosie certified. And then the area below the deck now, which is kind of like a basement, he actually builds it out to where you can use it for a storage facility. Okay? So take a look at Deckover would be one of the options.
And you now have that usable space. If you wanted to just retire it without draining it, Solar Safe pool covers will make an industrial strength cover to go over the top of it. You can see pictures on their website of, you know, their entire crews standing on it.
You can actually stand on it.
Yes. Oh yeah. I mean, they've got 10 men standing on it.
That's like standing on a
waterbed.
You know, it's not a solid surface.
But it
so
just
that would
shows
catch all the stuff from the trees.
Right. It shows the strength, the structural strength of it. You don't have to worry about, you know, somebody falling through that cover. And in that case, he's got a video on there where he did a year-long test of running the pool pump, because you still do have to run that pump from time to time. But it was like $1.08 a month to run the pump.
Oh, I like that number.
So past the cost of the cover, it drops your pool expense down to less than $15 a year.
So there you go, Tom. Oh. There's three great options. If you want to keep it,
And that cover one was, what was the name of that company?
Solar Safe Pool Cover.
Oh, okay. All right. Now let me check that out.
And you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com, Tom.
Oh, okay, great. All right, thanks, Rosie.
Okay, man, thank you. Have a great weekend.
That's in the pool category. And the reason for the solar is, even if you don't want to retire it, it's a great cover to use all winter long. And it heats up the pool through the solar components that he adds to it, the solar thermal heat. So you can start swimming in it a couple months early, nice. Or a couple weeks early from it being heated up.
All right. Let's see if we can get Andrew from Avondale real quick. Andrew, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I heard you talking about the garage expansion earlier, and I watched The Home Hunter on Sunday mornings at ABC.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what three questions should people be asking when deciding whether to expand or buy new? And have you ever thought about having Tiffany Hunter on your show?
I haven't.
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I don't watch. I don't watch enough of the TV to know. But it's not that I don't
anything against her. We don't watch it. We don't know.
But when you're contemplating remodeling or buying new, there are so many things that need to be considered as it relates to any one particular project, Andrew. You know, one of the biggest things that can go wrong, of course, in a remodel is you pick the wrong contractor. So, and I will tell you that contractors go out of business because they're too busy. And they never go out of business and leave just one person hanging. They leave five or six people hanging. So you've got to be extremely careful right now about who you select as a contractor. At the very least, they must be licensed, bonded, and insured. If you really want to put them through a complete filtering process, go to rosieonthehouse.com, and under the DIY Q&A section, there is a consumer's guide on how to pick your remodeling contractor. And if homeowners would follow that consumer advisory, we would have one-tenth the number of problems that we have in contractors going out of business, leaving homeowners hung out to dry. So, again, it's rosieonthehouse.com, the consumer alert, how to pick a remodeling contractor. For every hour you spend screening your contractor, it could save you a week of misery because you picked the wrong company. All right? So proceed with caution and feel free to give me a ring anytime. But the financial consideration of whether or not you should do one or the other, put the house up for sale and go shop for a new one or remodel your existing one, has so many implications as to what kind of project, what kind of investment, what's your equity in the house, what's your plans for living in the home, will your lifestyle change significantly in the next 5 to 10 years. We do a whole analysis with you on that to make that decision. So we feel like my friend Tom Riley up in Prescott, what does he say, Romy? The house of your dreams is the one right under your feet. That, man, I wish I'd have thought of that line.
It's true. If you like the location you're in, there's nothing over the course of time and planning that you can't convert that into.
That's right. All right, let's see if we can get to Ron in Mesa. Then we have Art in Phoenix and an open line. If you'd like to jump on board, 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Got a quick paint question. I live in a manufactured home that's 18 years old.
Okay.
And it's been painted a couple times. The last time was 4 years ago. And the east wall, which is the sun-facing wall, is starting to get bubbles in the paint. You know, several of my other neighbors are having the same problem. And, of course, when you live in a retirement community, everybody's got their own idea how to do it. So what some say, scrape the bubbles. Some say get a sander and sand the whole wall. What's your suggestion?
Well, are the bubbles the size of quarters, the size of oranges, or the size of basketballs?
Quarters is a good sample, yeah.
Okay. And if I were to take a 1-inch putty knife and just scrape one of them off, can I then reach behind that bubble and the paint that's still on the wall, grab it with a pair of needle-nose pliers and peel it away? Or is it just that bubble?
It's just the bubble.
Okay.
I've had a couple of them burst, and the first prior color, I think it was gray or something, but anyway, it's right there, you know.
Okay. Well, I would tell you that a good scraping and a good sanding, I'd like to take a look. I'd like to have a painter I trust take a look into why we're having this particular problem. Is it over stucco or is it over a wood siding?
Wood siding.
Okay.
It's
not just right over every single nail head, is it?
Oh, no. It's sporadic, you know.
Okay.
And what some of the people have said is because there was no moisture barrier put under the wood when the house was built. Does that make sense?
It's a slight possibility, a very slight possibility.
Oh.
What is the age of the home?
18 years.
18 years?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be my first point of looking for the problem, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, if it was happening next to a wet area, specifically like the outside wall of the master bathroom,
yeah,
or the shower area,
yeah,
or the kitchen wall, maybe. But if it's the outside wall of the living room or a bedroom or something like that, I doubt that that's probably the problem.
Yeah,
I
basically
really
it's the side that faces the sun comes up in the east, and that's the east wall that probably gets sun 50% of the day.
Yeah.
And everybody seems to be having the same problem, whether the house faces east or west or north or south. But I just wondered if there was a simple solution.
Well, there probably is. I would get, again, I'd get you to our website, Rosie on the House, and that we've got a couple painters that are Rosie certified in the Phoenix market. And get our painters out there and have them take a look at it and let them come up with a theory. It's like one of those things. Once you see it, it might be a little bit more obvious of what you're dealing with, what the problem is, and we can take it from there. But you're going to want, you know, the proper preparation done prior to repainting the job. But that should be something that you can lick and not have it recurring over and over and over again. And then once you solve it, then you're the genius of the retirement community. And then you're going to have a line of neighbors at your front yard coming for all kinds of guidance. You'll be able to just, like, be the king of the community. So, Ron, there you go, buddy. I wish you the very, very best. You should be able to solve that problem.
We appreciate the call. That opens up a line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. I tell you what, when we have dirt mounds that start showing up at our home, and whether it's a squirrel or rabbits are digging, whatever's tearing up the yard, if the dog starts scratching somewhere on the lawn, we apply Bonide's Repels All. The all-natural repellent works on rabbits, skunks, squirrels, chipmunks, raccoons, and sometimes we've got the dogs to quit digging. It stays effective for up to 2 months. The smell and taste irritation keeps the animals away, but it's all organic, and there's no unpleasant odor. You can apply it to trees, shrubs, lawns, anywhere that there's digging, and if you've got something chewing, apply it to the product, the material that's being chewed, and it'll keep the animals away. They're so confident in their product, their satisfaction is guaranteed to all their consumers. It's a spray or granular shaker. Bonide products are family-made in America and available at Summer Winds in Tucson, Waters in Prescott, and Treeland in Mesa.